With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Publishers Weekly is the Bible of the book industry, and its yearly summary of book sales sheds a lot of light on the reading taste of the American public. PW says that in 1988, 51 works of fiction sold more than 100,000 copies, while 76 nonfiction books achieved that distinction. Absent from the fiction list last year was Stephen King, and that let Tom Clancy reach the top of the pile with The Cardinal of the Kremlin, selling 1,277,000 copies. For the most part, the authors on the 1988 fiction list were the familiar names whose very accessible books had built giant followings. Sidney Sheldon, who scored his most successful bestseller ever with The Sands of Time. Also Judith Krantz, Barbara Taylor Bradford, Jackie Collins, and Danielle Steele. Robert Ludlum was back, as was James Michener, Leon Uris, and Dick Francis. Tom Wolfe's The Bonfires of the Vanities made the top 15 for a second year in a row. Publishers Weekly says that at the top of the nonfiction list for 1988 was a book called The 8-Week Cholesterol Cure by Robert Kowalski. It sold more than 961,000 copies. The Iacocca, Donald Trump, George Burns, Elizabeth Taylor, and Michael Jackson all made the list. The biggest nonfiction surprise was A Sleeper, a scholarly book by Cambridge physicist Stephen Hawking, who is confined to a wheelchair and can communicate only with a voice synthesizer. A brief history of time from Big Bang to black holes. It sold nearly 730,000 copies. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Each March, Publishers Weekly summarizes how the book industry fared in the previous year, and it's clear Americans love paperbacks. 12 mass-market paperbacks sold 3 million copies or more in 1988, and the authors were the familiar ones. Sidney Sheldon, Danielle Steele, Tom Clancy, Stephen King, plus newcomer Scott Turow with Presumed Innocent. PW says the figures aren't all in, but it would appear that total book output last year may be close to 1987's, when the publishing industry produced just over 56,000 titles, both hardcover and paperback. PW offers preliminary figures on the cost of a book. The average price for a hardcover novel in 1988 was $17.84. For a mass-market paperback, $4. There were a lot of failed expectations among publishers in 1988. Books that began with big press runs of 100,000 copies or more, with lots of money budgeted for promotion, and yet fizzled. Some of the books on PW's list that everyone thought would be bestsellers and weren't include J. McInerney's Story of My Life, Killing Time in St. Cloud by Judith Guest and Rebecca Hill, Privileged Lives by Edward Stewart, Ben Bradley's Guts and Glory, Picture This by Joseph Heller, Studs Terkel's The Great Divide, Priscilla, Elvis, and Me by Michael Edwards, and Shayna Alexander's The Pizza Connection. It should be noted, however, that not being on the bestseller list has nothing to do with the quality of the book or the pleasure and value it gives to the reader. So keep on reading. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.